first, let's listen in here to Matt's recent conversation with country superstar Vince Gill. And as I would always expect from Matt, this conversation begins with sports and one of Vince's most memorable sports moments right here in Phoenix.
Made my first hole-in-one in Phoenix.
Yeah? Which course?
TPC.
Really?
Scottsdale.
Were you in the Pro-Am?
Yeah. On that 16th hole, the famous one.
And you made it there?
Yeah.
Wow.
And won a house for a couple. It was a prize. You know, they had this weird prize for any hole-in-one, and I made a hole-in-one and won a $200,000 house for this young couple.
Wow. So have you played down there at the fair? Does that kind of bring back memories?
Yeah, I played everywhere out there. That's always been a great market for me and great spot, a bunch of buddies that live out there, and so yeah, been in a bunch.
So I know you're a big Predators fan. You had the opportunity to perform the national anthem with your daughter. What was that like?
Well, you know, I was lucky there was no buttons on my jersey because they would have been bing, 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 flying all over the ice. But just, you know, I think that as a parent that when you get to see your kids shine, that's the best feeling you could ever hope to have. And that was all about giving her an opportunity to shine, and taking that opportunity for her was a great gift. And it was priceless, you know, from my vantage point to watch her, because I sang the first half and I said, I'm going to give you all the high notes. You're going to get all the money notes. You're going to get all the cheers. It's going to be awesome, you know. So while I was singing, I was kind of catching her out of the corner of my eye, and she was like, she was so scared, you know, and it was beautiful. And then she opened her mouth and away it came, and she killed it. It was awesome.
Yeah, it was amazing. So I've always been interested. You see all these artists and athletes that have fantastic careers, make a ton of money, and then they lose it. And they make these big mistakes. Have you seen that? And what have you done to avoid those kind of mistakes?
Oh, you know, funny thing is I've never been too hung up on money. I never cared much about it. Whether I didn't have any or I had a bunch, it never really impacted me either way. I lived easily on very little, you know, when I was young and doing anything I could to pay the rent. You know, I understood what it was like to struggle. So if I had a stretch of plenty, I still respected the harder times. And I'm not a toy guy. I don't have a bunch of cars. I don't have boats. I don't have houses other places. I'm not very adventurous, you know, pretty laid back and easy going. And if I got enough in my pocket to buy breakfast, I'm okay.
So do you ever think you'll retire? You think about doing this the rest of your life?
No, I don't even think there's... What's funny is it's not really very hard work, so there's really nothing to retire from, in a sense. I think I've been musical my whole life, and even though I found a way to do it for a living, it never crossed a line where it wasn't joyful. It wasn't spiritual. It wasn't all those things that I wanted it to be because I loved it. I never lost sight of the fact the reason I ever did it in the first place was because I loved it. Like, a lot of people get caught up in, I want to do this to be famous, in whatever realm you want to put them in, whether it's athletics or it's entertainment or it's being an actor or what have you. I just love the craft. I love the joy of playing and singing music. And the results were never in my hands at any point, success or failure. You know, I just did the best I could and the way it went, and I couldn't control it. So I always knew I couldn't control it, so there was no need to be uptight about it. I've just taken it as it came and just kept trying to get better at it. And to me was the exercise was to continue to improve. And I feel like I am, even at this point in life. I think I sing better than I ever have. I definitely play better than I ever have. And I think my songs are way better than they ever were. So when your ears tell you that you're making progress, there shouldn't be any reason to want to lay it down.
So do you ever struggle finding balance? Does your wife ever have to say, hey, you're traveling too much, you're not paying attention to me enough, or
well,
the family? Or
it works out that I'm married to Amy Grant, and she does the same thing I do, so there's no surprises. You know, we both kind of know what is expected of us to have a career like this, so we don't have any of those kinds of issues. You know, we both are smart enough to keep it in perspective at the start, you know, so, you know, I work a little bit, just enough, and we have a great life.
So Vince, I know you've been very, very accomplished. You've won 20 Grammys. You've contributed on, you know, over 1,000 albums. So do you feel like you've made it? Do you think you've arrived? Or do you still feel like you're improving at this stage in your career?
That's kind of what's fun. You know, some life experience. You feel differently. I'll be 59 and the number 60 is like, man, I can't believe. I never thought about 60, you know. And then you get to this point and it's so apparent that you only have so much time left. And to me, that's what makes it matter even light years more than it ever did, because you're not going to get as many opportunities as you've had. You know, there's not as many years left as I've lived. What's really interesting, you'd think that at some point you go, okay, I've conquered the mountain. I can just coast. But I'm so much more driven to be better today than I've ever been in my whole life. And it's fun being this age and being willing to be a little more honest. I feel like at this stage, I'm the best I've ever been. I play better, I write better, I sing better. All those things are far superior to the early years where I struggled, the medium years where I knocked it out of the park. You'd think your hottest stretch would be your best stretch. I don't think that's the case. You know, my ears tell me different. The only reason we're doing this is because it's fun.
So Vince, just turning this back to finance, as you know, we have a show here in Phoenix that we talk about retirement and preparing for retirement every day. Who do you view surrounded yourself with to make sure that you don't make mistakes with your funds and that you're prepared to retire and take care of your family?
It's interesting to me, my life, economically, I've had a fella take care of the financial side of my life for the last 30 plus years, and I know what I don't know, you know, and I'm okay with admitting that. And it's invaluable to have somebody you trust that helps take care of things that, you know, we can't know everything. And I've always been the kind of guy that if I had 20 bucks, I wasn't compelled to say, how can this be 40? And I kind of like that I am not the type of guy that's out there trying to hit the home run financially and invest in all these different things. I like that I've made my living through playing music, and that's the only place that revenue is really a part of my life.
Well, Vince, thanks again for the opportunity to visit with you and be here in your home and your studio. We appreciate it and wish you the best of luck with your album, and we appreciate your advice and your direction for our listeners.
Yeah,
appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you, guys.